TaxAct knows filing your taxes can be complicated, and that's why we have live experts to help you with any questions. They can hold your hand through the process beginning to end. Metaphorically, of course. I mean, they can't actually hold your hand in person. I suppose you could hold your computer mouse while you chat with the expert about capital gains or whatever, which is sort of like holding hands. Sorry, point is, our tax experts can make filing easier. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
The road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. Featuring effortless power and advanced Audi tech, the next chapter of Audi starts now.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Hot saunas, outdoor steam baths, ice buckets. I feel like I'm the only person not using some form of these when I look at social media on a weekly basis. But my next guest today has incorporated her own weekly wellness habit to try and improve her own health and well-being. Nurse Helen Tuffy is with me in studio today. Helen, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Thanks
so much for inviting me on.
I often wonder when I look at social media, you know, and I feel like, honestly, everybody seems to be using some form of the ice bath or hot sauna therapy. Are there benefits? Because you've had some experience of this, Helen.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I know they're popping up absolutely everywhere. And it's great to see. It's great to see so many variations of the wellness industry. But I feel very passionate about this particular sauna because of my own health journey. And I've been going consistently for over a year, consistently. So with any habit that you try to improve your health on, whether it's taking vitamins, exercise, it's consistency and repetition is what gets results.
To say, you don't operate one of these sauna boxes or sauna, but you just started using one yourself locally.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go? What was the issue, I suppose, in the first place?
Well, I suppose, the sauna that I go to is the Hot Box in Meath, in Bective. It's a beautiful part of the country. And it was set up by three lads, a local industry. I love supporting local industry. And in the country, there's not an awful lot. If you're not going to GAA or whatnot.
Yeah.
So we started going down as a regular. They offered a session and a group of us neighbours used to go down every single week. Became the highlight of the week. So it was like, you know, we'll see you there Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And we couldn't wait. We look forward to it. Soon I realised the benefits. And soon it was, if we missed a week, it really affected how I felt.
What sort of benefits are we talking about beyond the social aspect of it? That's not to make light of that either, but for you, the health benefits.
Okay, so because saunas have been around for a very, very long time, once you step into the sauna, you step into this heat, you start sweating. So sweating removes a lot of toxins from the body. So it's like almost deleting your browser, deleting your history for the day, and sweating out all that stuff. So some people say, you know, every week, just sweat out the previous week,
sweat
it out the badness and go into the river then, have a cold dip back again and do it every kind of 10, 15 minutes to repeat the process.
Is that the recommendation? So you do the hot, cold and back to heat?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So it's you can start on cold and you go into the hot. But basically it's hot, cold. And I always finish on the cold to close off your pores because your pores are all open afterwards. So any creams or anything you rub on them, you know, they'll go straight into your pores. So you're best to use something organic, natural or nothing at all.
How long do you spend in each? Like how long are you in the sauna before you're into the water, into the cold water?
So the session is 45 minutes. So it depends on how hot the sauna is. I like a good hot sauna, about at least 100 degrees.
Right.
But most saunas are like 80 degrees up. So it depends also on how your body is tackling the heat that day also. You mightn't be tolerating it that well if you're not that hydrated. It's really important to stay hydrated. So if you have a morning session, you don't have that much fluid on board. You know, you need to watch it. So usually it's about 10 minutes. And then 10, 15 minutes max, and then straight into the river when you can't take it anymore. From the minute you step in, like it increases your heart rate. So there's a lot of metabolic changes going on. So it is like a mini workout, cardiovascular workout, without even stepping foot in the gym.
Is the benefit, and I know you've been looking, like your obviously background is as a nurse, Helen, and I know there's, you know, plenty of scientific research out there around this as well, but is the real benefit, the health benefits that you need to do that interchange of heat, cold, heat, cold?
Yeah, hot, cold therapy. Absolutely, absolutely. Because even with the heat, your body produces more white blood cells. So it helps, it's like while you're sitting there, it helps affect your, increase your immunity. And then the hot cold therapy is mimicking and helping all these other physiological processes happen in your body. And it does improve your immunity. And as I had said in my interview previously, the reason why I feel so happy about the results is because I did not get a cold in over a year.
And you're a nurse, you know.
And I'm a nurse.
Public facing, you're dealing with people at the best and worst moments.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
I have two teenagers who wouldn't be that great at washing their hands.
Right.
And, you know, I've been around a lot of people that have also been very sick, and I've been very surprised that I haven't got sick. I haven't got the flu because I did get my flu vaccine, but definitely colds, viruses, bugs, no.
And you think that has helped in some way to reduce
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Andrea, since I was small, I've been sick at least three times over winter, every single winter. And I know it's boosted my immunity.
Because of it.
Yeah, because of it.
And, you know, the social side of it too is something that I suppose people, as you know, similarly would get a great benefit from.
Absolutely. Like, there's some of my friends I've tried to encourage down and they say, no way, it's not for me. I say, try it.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it. Like, body image is not an issue. You have people down there sweating. Everyone's like a lobster. Nobody is looking good.
Nobody looks well in a sauna box.
It's not a Saturday night. However, people are their most natural selves. So I go down on my own a lot now and you always strike up a conversation and meet really interesting people. And a lot of teams use it for muscle recovery after sports. So you never know who you might meet down the sauna.
As well, yeah. I have, but maybe about a year ago, I had an ice bath or bath challenge thing at the house as part of this, but like I didn't keep it up, and perhaps that's probably the difference, is it? It is down to the consistency.
Definitely. It's consistency, and it's getting your mindset right. Getting your mindset right to go and do that and follow through. It's like the same with anything.
Do you need to do it, in your opinion, weekly?
Yes. Well, the Finnish, some of the studies say, you know, it does increase your lifespan if you do it 3 to 4 times a week.
Wow.
And
yeah, I'm sure who has time for that.
But a lot of people are putting saunas in their gardens these days. You know, there's a
When you say the sauna, right, this, because there's the difference between the sauna and the steam room, first of all.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And just explain that, the difference.
Okay, so the sauna that I attend, it's fired by wood logs. Some people have electric saunas and that creates a heat. So obviously we have to humidify it a little bit. But the steam rooms are just moisturised heat. It doesn't have that intense heat. It's more of a humidification.
Yeah, so this is where the water is kind of thrown onto the water logs or whatever, and you get that blast of heat, the intense heat. Yeah,
it is very intense. Yeah. It's very intense.
And then it's into the river. You're not doing the ice baths or ice buckets or whatever.
There is a plunge there as well. It's got chlorine in it. You can go to the plunge if you like. You can go under the shower if you like. But I love the natural river and
just
the flow of it. And the colder the river and the hotter the sauna, the higher the kick, because it does have an effect on your overall mood and your well-being, and it does increase endorphins.
Listener asking here today, Helen, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Please ask Helen, which is the best, the infrared or steam sauna? I don't even know what the difference is.
So the difference, the infrared has a totally different makeup. Infrared is very good for cellular recovery. And for different, I suppose, conditions. I do also attend an infrared pods, which are also in Cymessan where I live, Maria Keeley, down in Cymessan. And again, that would be for joints as well. It's a different situation.
Yeah. A few of our texters wondering about that, you know, like, have you noticed, you know, those kind of aches, pains? I know you talked about colds and immunity, but does it help with that?
Absolutely, because, I do have I started because of a lot of issues with joints and joint pain.
Inflammatory and sort of issues,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it definitely helps, especially if you're attending physio, if you're doing any kind of exercise. It's a vicious circle. If you're immobile because you're feeling really bad, because you're usually quite active and you can't get out and you're not strong enough to take up any exercise class, this really helps in between because you're getting a little bit fitter, you're getting healthier. And you're able to be more you're more flexible then when you do your sessions.
Listener here wondering, I know you mentioned with your medical hat as a nurse, Helen. This texter's dad had a stroke about 18 months ago, was extremely fit prior to that. He's 78. And since he's had kind of bad swollen ankles, it's, you know, sort of hindered his movement. That's furthered frustration. I'm wondering if this kind of treatment might help in her medical opinion. I don't know if that's something you can...
Okay, I'd always, always insist that somebody talks to their healthcare provider before going to something like this. It is
particularly if he's had a stroke.
Exactly. Even though it does increase your cardiovascular health, That's if you have no underlying conditions. So if you've got like cardiomyopathy or any kind of cardiac, defects, have you a heart attack, stroke, I would definitely, I think it's contraindicated, that level of heat.
Yeah.
With blood pressure. If you haven't had any of those before you start treatment, they can help. But I definitely contact your health care provider before you do something like that.
Okay. You were there this morning in the hot sauna?
No, I felt like I was. Oh, I was outside waiting. I know. The traffic coming up from Meath.
Yeah, well, the traffic coming into Dublin, absolutely, no question. M50 will make you feel like a free hot box sauna every day of the week.
Absolutely.
Helen Tuffy, thanks a million, Helen, for joining us here today. This Tuesday afternoon's How I Live Well, of course, chatting about the benefits of the hot and cold therapy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
The road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. Featuring effortless power and advanced Audi tech. The next chapter of Audi starts now.